Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Questions People Ask, Part 1, A Look at Spiritual Development. This part of this series, this particular part, is based on Reggie McNeil's book, Get a Life. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. How is your freedom gained? Let's read our text, John chapter 8, beginning with verse 31, down to verse 36. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We're Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." In this passage, Jesus proclaims information that is transformational. The concepts of truth, sin, and freedom are more than theological concepts describing the difference between a son and a slave. Jesus is not talking about freedom from individual sins, but freedom from the very sin nature that results in slavery. The truth Jesus refers to is more than correct facts. It is freedom that releases a person's soul from the chains that enslave it. First, there is the possibility of freedom. Verses 31, 32 again. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The freedom Jesus offers is of the whole person. It's physical freedom. You probably know or have known loved ones who struggled to break free from ungodly chains. It may be something easy to see, like an immoral addiction. It might be the chains of anger, bitterness, or depression. However the slavery is classified, the result is the same: failure to experience the abundant life promised by Jesus. To those living in physical bondage, Jesus offers freedom. It's spiritual freedom. True freedom is not about changing your outward circumstances. Jesus can free you wherever you are. Paul was on the road to Damascus, persecuting Christians. The prodigal was in a pig pen. Peter was in a fishing boat. One woman was drawing water from a well. Another caught in adultery. And a thief was on an execution cross when Jesus set him free. Spiritual freedom doesn't depend on the physical circumstances of your bondage. Spiritual freedom is more about setting your soul free than defeating some external force. And then it's a soul freedom. The freedom Jesus offers is not licensed to fulfill selfish desires. Genuine freedom operates in the context of biblical truth. When we abide in Christ, we are released from the world's chains to be all that God created us to be. We were created to walk in fellowship with God, but sin hinders that relationship. Only Jesus can set us free to enjoy life instead of living as a slave. Then second, there are perils of freedom. Verses 33 and 34. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." The path to freedom is difficult, with several roadblocks hindering the way. Some that are identified in the text: ignorance that freedom is available. Those who lack knowledge of Christ's ministry are described as living in darkness. Jesus came to bring light into that darkness. Arrogance of rejecting God's grace. The Pharisees' statement that they had never lived as slaves is not just inaccurate, it's arrogant. Israel experienced slavery under the Assyrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Persian Empire, and currently the Roman Empire. But their greatest slavery was to their own sin patterns. They were unwilling to admit they failed God's standard and arrogantly rejected the offer of God's grace. Reluctance to surrender to lordship. Some believed that what Jesus was preaching, but wouldn't place their faith in him. They weren't ignorant. They weren't arrogant. They were just unwilling to surrender to him. Complacence is not trusting Jesus. For others, a little bit of freedom was acceptable instead of trusting Jesus completely. You know, attend the synagogue, offer some sacrifices, and celebrate traditional festivals, but no more. So many who call themselves Christians live complacent lives, choosing blessings from the bottom shelf when abundant freedom is available. And then third, there is the process of freedom, verses 35 and 36. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus used an if-then statement. Beware, he's not promoting legalism. Instead, he's pointing out the way things operate in his kingdom. You're free to watch the sun rise each morning, but you must do two things in order to see it. First, you must get up early in the morning. And second, you must face east. If you sleep until 10 or look west, you'll miss it. Why? Because there are ways that things work. If is a big concept in the kingdom of God. The word represents an invitation. True freedom will not attack you, and sadly, most do not accept God's offer. Jesus expects Christians to abide, and two concepts appear related to abiding in truth. If you abide in my word, verse 31. Abiding refers to perseverance. To experience true freedom, a person must be willing to dwell in God's word. It's not a 30-day trial. Jesus isn't talking about a 12-week Bible study. It's freedom to those who abide. The word abide is from the root meaning home or dwelling place. Abiding is about location. True freedom is found in my word. Freedom is not found in self-help programs. Freedom is not found in legalistic religion. Freedom is not found in the teachings of Buddha or Muhammad. Freedom is not found in Dr. Phil's or Oprah's pop psychology. And freedom is certainly not found in selfish indulgence of unrestrained sin. It's found in Jesus Christ. And if you want true freedom, you must get it through Jesus. You think about that. And you have a great day.